Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSCs that works at Tab and comes in and helps us out with our computer problems, questions, and concerns. And we'll do our best to help you out today. We have an hour left. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. A couple quick things about the news, and I'll go right to your calls. I wanted to bring this up in the news earlier. Tesla, because Bob brought this up with the batteries, their site was hacked. It was being used by crypto miners. So it's a pretty serious article here in Wired talking about, I mean, again, Tesla is going to be updating your cars, guys, and doing updates. So it's not a good sign that they got hacked. And the cryptocurrency miners were leveraging Tesla's cloud-based systems to mine cryptocurrency. Now, that's the cryptocurrency that's worth, you know, 10,000 real dollars, but I have no idea who would pay for that in any way, shape, or form. But they're, you know, the bad guys figure, hey, I can make money for nothing. And so they're now going after your computing power. There's plenty of malware out there now that'll actually leverage your own computer to mine for the miners. And these bad guys actually try to keep the usage low so Tesla wouldn't notice. But they did finally notice and have blocked the attack for this moment. But it just, again, points out that if you're motivated, you know, no matter how smart you are, Tesla's pretty smart, I guess, your wide-open cloud system is not as secure as you thought it was. So we'll put a link you can read about this. But these crypto miners now, instead of even going after ransomware, they're just going to trick you into loading malware on your own computer at home so it's mining the currency for them. And it's one of those things you just can't make it up. Just so you know, it's fake currency, guys.
Well, if you have an internet connection, right, and you want 100% assurance that you won't be hacked, I can quote Bill Gates, because he said, if you want 100% insurance, all you can do is mitigate the risk. Don't take the computer out of the box.
There you go. All right. Art's back from Colchester. Hey, Art, how did it go with your different browser? The same problem or did it work?
It worked. I got it on Firefox, and all the videos are to size.
Yep.
I went to my mail, which is still AOL Mail.
Yeah.
And I can't bring my messages up now.
Art, you're a pain in the hiney, man.
Our phone call.
Yeah. So, okay. So you fixed your one problem and we caused a new one. Welcome to our world.
Yeah, well, I like talking to you guys, but your world is a little out of my world, I guess.
It's kooky, isn't it? So here's the solution.
Yep.
Use Chrome for the one and use Firefox for the other.
Problem solved.
Okay. AOL obviously has an issue with the latest version of Firefox. I don't know why they would, but they seem to. Hence your call.
Okay.
As far as... You could always look on AOL's FAQ areas, the frequently asked questions, to see if they've documented any problems with the latest browser of Firefox and their email system.
Uh-huh.
But my answer to you simply would be, Art, there's not a problem with having multiple tools in your toolbox. Like for me, I can use a screwdriver for all sorts of things. I mean, most of which wouldn't be to use it for a screw because I'm not handy at all. In your case, you have got a Chrome browser for one thing and you've got the Firefox for the other thing. It's not a problem. That's why we brought up the suggestion that you try a different tool, because clearly Chrome is the website you're going to didn't do a very good job of dealing with videos under the Chrome browser, but Firefox did a better job.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty much a nightmare when it comes to web developers having to develop for all these different flavors of browser.
Uh-huh.
So my simple suggestion to you would be don't kill yourself as far as trying to figure this out. Just use Chrome for your mail for now and use Firefox for this one app or for this one location for your videos. What do you got, Bob? Did you find an answer, though?
I have a possible solution.
He has a possible solution for you.
And we can post it on the website.
Don't confuse me anymore, please.
Well, we can put it up there so you can adjust your Firefox browser to work better with AOL.
Uh-huh.
You've got mail.
I think it sounds like the simple way is just for mail, go to AOL, and for the other stuff, go to Firefox.
It's Firefox. For now, yeah. That's just as valid as it's just as valid as an answer as anything else is.
Okay. I think that'll solve it.
That works for me. I'm glad it worked for you.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Right, I mean, you don't need to have that one tool work for everything perfectly. There's no master of anything. We've got Vincent in Woodbury with a Chrome issue, huh? What's going on, Vincent?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Enjoy your show and
thanks.
Enjoy your knowledge.
Thanks.
A little simple problem that I think you probably have a simple answer for me. A little while back, I changed from Firefox. I got sick and tired of Firefox and changed over to Chrome.
Okay.
All right, and things are going pretty well, but I find now that if I get an attachment, a video attachment in an email, Chrome is forcing me to save it on my hard drive before I can open it, and I just want to be able to open it and not have to save it. Obviously, it'll take up a lot of hard drive space if I keep dumping these things onto the hard drive. And I was wondering, is there a simple solution to this, that something I can change or adjust? So far, I've struck out.
That depends on what kind of file you're trying to open. If it's a PDF.
It's an MP4. Let's say it's an video MP.
And then you need some sort of a file or an extension in your browser that recognizes it so it'll play.
Oh, okay.
And otherwise, the only way the operating system will know how to open it is to download it to a file, a temporary file, and then play it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So how do I go about getting that extension changed?
You got to look it up.
Yeah, we have to look it up. We'll try to find it for you, Vincent. We'll try to find an MP4 extension.
Okay.
But I would also say that if you've updated, try Firefox again. We've been recommending it.
I was running Firefox for quite a while, actually, and I was pretty current on all the upgrades.
Yep.
And I just found that the last version that I had upgraded, it was just sucking up so much of my resources on the computer. It was always running something in the background, downloading something and upgrading something. There were times I'd look in Task Manager. And I was using like 60-70% of the CPU, and it was just constantly. Couldn't type a complete sentence sometimes because it was it was so slow.
So you might have had some sort of add-on that you added by accident causing that problem. That's generally not the result nowadays.
Yeah.
Or it might have been just something you had done by accident. So I would tell you to uninstall Firefox, which you probably already have done.
Yeah, I did.
Download the newest one and try it out because it is much faster than Chrome. Much lightning speed, and I bet you it'll work with the MP4s by default.
Yeah, I certainly will consider doing that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was just so fed up with Firefox. Whatever I had done inadvertently, it was
constantly
running in the background.
We need to learn to forgive. Don't hold a grudge against Firefox. Now, when it comes to IT, you almost have to be that open to change. Everything changes in IT so fast that, look at BlackBerry. They used to have a phone people used.
Right.
And then all of a sudden.
And loved.
And loved, yeah. Basically, you have to be open-minded to say, you know what, let's try it again. They'll fix things. They'll modify things. We don't make anything for telling you to go to Firefox. Just, I think you'll find it a better result, and all your past experience could have been due to something you did wrong.
Well, I was happy with Firefox for quite a while. You know, pretty happy with it, but it was, like I said, the latest version at the time. And again,
right.
This has gone back probably 2 months ago when I made the switch over to Chrome. And I kind of did it grudgingly, to be honest with you.
Yeah, sure.
I figured I was just tired of
it. I hear you. We hear you.
So.
Try them both. We'll put a link up here for dealing with adding certain MP4s not playing in Chrome. We have an answer for you. You can try if you do not want to try Firefox. But I bet you if you did, like the last caller, his video started playing fine.
Yeah. Yeah, just crazy. Like I said, it's forcing me to save it, which,
Yeah, it's because you don't have a way to play it within the Chrome browser. There's something that's not ready for the Chrome browser to decode that video for you on the fly. You're bringing it down, and your computer's doing it locally.
It seems odd to me that wouldn't be readily available in Chrome. I mean,
there are a lot of third-party add-ons that you can get for Chrome.
Right.
I mean, I have a ton of them on mine, and that's what basically you put in. And then there are plugins, especially.
Yeah. Now, I have one other question, if I might.
Yeah, sure.
And again, it seems to be Chrome related. I often have 6, 7, 8 tabs open.
Like I do right now? Yeah.
Yeah, at any given time.
Sure.
And I find if I go to click on a tab that I hadn't been on in a little while, it's either a white screen or a blue screen that I'm seeing. I have to reload the page, and it takes its time. Now, I don't know if it's just a matter of limited resources in my laptop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd like to be able to just click on that tab, and it would open up right away. Unfortunately, it's not happening.
Okay, so your problems could be a little deeper here because you're having issues with Chrome, too. So
that's normal.
It is and it isn't. I mean, what kind of machine do you have, Vincent?
It's an HP laptop.
How old?
I don't know what model it is. It goes back probably 6, 7 years.
Okay.
I'm still running XP on my desktop.
Okay. See, now the truth comes out.
Yeah.
So, Vincent.
I've been quite happy with XP.
I understand.
Of course, yeah, I'm a photographer, too, and unfortunately, running XP, I have limited access to the RAM that you have on it.
It
sees under 4 meg, I think, or 4 gig.
Well, because it's 32-bit. Yeah, so basically, what you're doing is kind of counterproductive in that the operating system you're running on is 4 years dead. It's been dead and not updated for the past 4 years.
What, you talking XP?
I am.
And well, the only reason I kept XP is when I bought the machine, and I kind of had it custom built for my needs at the time.
That's
it's
cool.
An old machine.
Yeah.
And there was some legacy software that any of the new operating systems wouldn't recognize that
I
still wanted to use from time to time. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to keep XP and live with it.
Yep. But you can't have your cake and eat it too.
No.
Chrome and Firefox.
It's all right for the most part, but, you know, when you're working in Photoshop and some of the other programs, they're pretty memory hungry, and
you can't do anything. I'm sure of any speed.
Well, I manage, but
I hear you.
And I'm still working on it with a CRT.
With a tube
editing. So,
oh my goodness.
And I find that to be fine. I calibrate the monitor, and I find that can be very fine because I have to make sure that what I see on a computer is what I'm going to get back from a lab when it's.
But the problem though is we have a bit of a premise that we have to deal with in IT world that says, if you want to use the latest Chrome or the latest Firefox, both those browsers are assuming you're not running XP. They're not writing for everything from Windows 10 down to XP to give you performance.
Yeah.
So, but you're assuming that they can do it,
well,
and that's
I'm
the disconnect.
I'm still running Firefox on the desktop, the one that's running XP. I'm still running Firefox on it. I don't do a lot of browsing, and you know, I don't do that much. I do mostly editing there, and you know, maybe I'll check my email.
But for the most part, it's just
for photo editing.
That's cool. But to your point, how many tabs can Chrome handle in XP? Come on, tabs in XP is almost like, did that happen?
They all use RAM, and you have a limited amount.
I understand.
Yeah, that's your issue.
But the tabs I'm running into a problem with on my laptop, you know, and again, that's Windows 7.
Okay. What kind of machine is that then?
That's an HP. The laptop's an HP.
But is it i3, i7? 4 gigs of RAM, 32-bit?
It's probably 4 gig of RAM.
Yeah.
I think it's a resource issue. To be honest with
you,
I'll leave it. Is a G62? Does that mean anything to you guys?
No. We need to see the processor.
You got
to
know what processor it is and how much RAM is on it. And the other thing I could suggest
i5,
for you.
Maybe?
i5 would be good. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, another thing I could suggest for you is if you have Windows 7, you could install a utility called XP Mode, and you can actually run a virtual XP machine on your Windows 7 machine to run your older programs.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Again, the laptop is mostly for fun and games.
All right.
No games. I don't play games on the computer, but, you know, the different purpose that I use it for.
Okay.
It's mostly, you know, again, checking emails, doing some stuff on Flickr.
Yep.
If you're familiar with Flickr, photo sharing.
Yeah.
So it's mostly for that.
Okay.
The serious one is upstairs. That's still running XP. That's where I do the photo editing on. And there's no major issue with that one other than sometimes I have to shut off Photoshop and reboot it because it just chokes after a while. I guess it's always consuming more and more and more memory resources in the background, I suppose.
Yes.
So sometimes it just chokes and I have to shut it down and and turn it back on, turn Photoshop back on again. But other than that, it does all right by me. My biggest problem is with the laptop.
I hear you. Like I think you have a resource issue there, too.
The issue that I originally told you about. Yeah. And now the tabs. I don't know if... I didn't seem to have that problem when I was running Firefox.
Right.
So
we still think it's resources. So I think your laptop may not have enough resources to open as many tabs as you'd like to have open, Vincent.
Yeah.
So I think that's the answer, and you may need to upgrade that or just consider opening less tabs for a better result.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your help, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Vincent.
And
good luck.
Thank you so much.
And Our pleasure.
Like I said earlier, I enjoy the show, keep it up.
We'll try.
Good work.
We appreciate it. We'll do that.
Fight the good fight.
We'll try. Thanks, Vincent.
Take care, guys.
All right. Yep, bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break. Three lines open for you. Mark in Bristol, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Real quick, you guys might have seen this in the news. I thought it was kind of interesting. Edible Arrangements. They're suing Google. Edible Arrangements is a Connecticut company. They're suing Google for $209 million over alleged trademark infringement. And what Edible Arrangements are saying, especially during the Valentine's Day season here, is that if you searched for Edible Arrangements, Google would place other similar companies in the top right of ads above or near the top ranking on the pages when you search the term edible arrangements. So you could find Sherry's Berries, you could find 1-800-Flowers, and Edible is saying, well, that's not fair. You know, why are you showing our competitors on the search like that? And so
they paid them more money.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. So they're suing $209 million in damages, $9 million of which it expects Google earned in ad profits, because it's kind of like piggybacking is what it's called. You know, the Sherry's Berries folks and the 1-800-Flowers folks probably piggybacked on the term edible or arrangements, because 1-800-Flowers is selling arrangements and Sherry's Berries are selling something edible. And it's not their fault that Edible Arrangement has both those terms in their name, I guess. I'm not advocating for anybody, but I'm just saying. And this is kind of the mess that keyword searches and ad searches are all we're all dealing with, because it is frustrating, right? If you type in the word for your business and all your competitors show up, you know, if you're thinking you wanted to do fruit on a stick, and then you think of yourself and you see Sherry's Berries, and you're like, wait a minute, I like that idea too. Edible's like, hey, wait a minute, I paid for both edible and arrangements, and why am I not getting, you know, you as a customer? But we'll see what happens with the suit. They've got a couple other lawsuits going on as far as edible in general, as far as they've got a federal case against some Chinese retailer for shipping toxic birthday candles. That doesn't sound good, but that information we'll put out there for you to read. And I wish them the best. Go ahead and fight the Googleplex. It's kind of the nature of the beast, though. Yeah. I mean, imagine if they just showed tire ads. I mean, if you look at TV or even radio, you wouldn't want, you know, a Toyota commercial and then a Honda commercial and then a Chevy commercial all in the same line there. The idea is it's just, you know, come on, let's sprinkle it around. Don't have the competitors banged up against each other. And generally, most advertising folks don't do
you
that.
You know what gets me is I'll browse two businesses that I do business with. And the next day I get an email saying, are you still interested in these products? Well, how did they know what IP I was surfing from send that to my email?
Oh yeah. Isn't that creepy?
That's creepy.
The power of the internet, Bob. We all know where you're going. So let's try to get a question in before the bottom of the hour break. And we've got Mark in Bristol who's been on the longest. Mark, get your question in before we go to the break here.
Hi, guys. Great show. Question is another Windows 10 update question. I have a friend that has an AMD laptop. Update on January 8th disallows her from getting to her email. I was wondering what I could do about it.
All right, so we're going to put you on hold. We're coming against the news, and we'll see what we can do to help you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank
All right.
you, sir.
You got it, sir. We're going to go right to the news at the bottom of the hour here. Everything we've talked about will be posted live at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and you guys have filled all the lines up for the last 20 minutes to go to the show. You know, it starts at 9, right? I have to get up early, you know. You can call it earlier. But we'll do our best to get all your calls in if we can. Let's go to Mark in Bristol again, and he has an issue with Windows 10 update and email not working. Right, Mark?
That's correct, sir.
What kind of email browser are you using? Are you using a web browser to get email?
Actually, it's not my computer. It's my friend's mother, who is 90, but she's very computer literate.
That's awesome.
I've actually tried to solve the problem with all three browsers.
So it is browser-based email then?
Yes.
Okay. So is it through AOL? Is it through?
It is through Comcast.
Comcast. So you can't browse to Comcast and get your email.
What browser are you using?
You tried all three.
Well, I tried all three, and her email is whatever@comcast.net. So when she goes to the Xfinity page,
yeah,
she logs in,
yeah,
and she gets her email from Comcast.
But she can't do it now since an update. But that doesn't even make any sense because it's browser-based.
I've spent about 10 hours on this problem, and I just cannot solve it.
Have you tried getting your email on your machine?
Yes.
And it works?
It works fine. Yep, with an Intel processor. But here's the thing, Eric. When I look at the update history on her machine, it says that update failed, and then they give me a link to an AMD update, which doesn't run.
No.
It's not applicable to your computer.
It's not an update issue. It's something else. It's not an update issue.
Well, it says that update failed, though, and then it says explicitly that this update may fail on some AMD machines.
Yeah, that's fine, but it's probably not related to your email problem.
Okay. That happened on about the same day that she started having the problem.
I know. It doesn't matter. Okay. It's something else, something with your browser, something with it's got to be an internet-based problem. And all I'm thinking – you either have to clear the cache on these things. There's something super simple that's occurring here that is blocking your email if it's browser-based, right? There's nothing on the computer itself that controls that from occurring. Just think logically about it.
I tried logging in from all three browsers, and what is curious to me is that her email worked one day, and the next day it didn't work, and that was the same day the update occurred.
I know.
I don't know if that's a coincidence.
I doubt
it. It also specified AMD processors.
The update problem.
Right.
Yeah, no. Your problem is you've got 10 hours into this, and you're completely mental about this problem.
You're right.
Yeah, and so you're kind of going off the deep end. Go ahead.
I have the same issue on an Xfinity's forum, and it says that the issue is remedied by running Windows Update again, and following the upgrade, there's a security patch, KB3074683,
yes,
which resolves the issue.
And this one would think, but I ran that patch, and it downloads. I see the progress bar. It completely downloads. When I go to run it, it starts to run. I get some progress, and then it says this update is not applicable to this machine or this hardware or this processor, whatever, and it just shut, you know, done with the update, and still stuck. But I did do that. I did run the KB whatever patch.
Interesting. I've never heard of this type of thing affecting browser-based mail. Okay, so here's a question mark. Can we give her a software-based solution? Can you give her Outlook? Can you load Windows Mail? Can you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I gave her Windows Mail, but I can't. She's got lots and lots of contacts, which I can't seem to import without creating a CSV file.
Wah.
If you spent 10 hours.
She's older and she doesn't want to type in 100 contacts into the.
No, you should be able to export it, though. You should be able to export her contacts from the browser-based mail, download it, and then import it into the new mail. If you want to fix this, because I don't think we're going to fix it if that update is stopping. If it truly is a KB problem and you can't get it to solve.
Right.
Stop. You got better things to do.
Oh, I did.
Go over to loading Windows Mail and trying to import her contacts for you, for her. And that's what I would do. I mean, you don't keep trying to figure out why it's not working. You've done everything. It sounds like for 10 hours you've done everything you could humanly do.
Right.
And this soup is not going to get fixed. It just tastes bad. Let's go ahead and punt and go over to a mail client. Import her contacts. You should be able to export it yourself. Like, bring your laptop and log in as her, download, export her contacts to a CSV file, and then import it into the new mail client, and move on.
Well, that I can do. I guess I can create a CSV file, but I just thought, given all the coincidental nature and timing of the updates,
right,
her AMD machine, and it's specifying that KB
yep.
patch and hers not working, excuse me, at that point in time. It just all pointed to
right.
the hardware in the machine, and I actually speculated on that before
yep.
I read the failed update.
Well, and you could be onto something. I shouldn't have poo-pooed it so quickly because of what Bob just brought up. You could be onto something. I don't know why it would do that. It doesn't make any sense to me, but if the security update is supposed to solve an issue that you don't actually have,
right.
Then it shouldn't affect you.
Have you scanned for malware?
By the way, I'm the Samsung S4 guy from 2 weeks ago.
Sorry, I don't remember all you guys based on your hardware.
Okay, well, in any event, you said, oh, you're surprised that Samsung would put out a product that doesn't work?
Well, generally. You're the guy buying the old ones. You're buying the old ones, right?
Well, yeah, I don't want to spend $700 on
a
phone. And I use a prepaid phone card.
I remember that.
Need a $700 phone.
No, I'm not surprised that companies don't put out junk, but that was just older junk.
Well, let me just mention this, too. I've got three other friends,
mm-hmm.
older friends, who have to buy new printers now because the Windows updates
Correct.
Make their printers worthless.
That is almost it's almost a conspiracy as far as I'm concerned. They do it on purpose.
Yeah, it's just sad because some of these people don't have a lot of money. As a matter of fact, I'm making this story simple. I volunteered to help older people at the local community center with their computer
problems.
Oh,
nice.
And I've called you straight from there a couple of times. You've helped me a lot, which
nice.
I appreciate.
I was going to tell you to get new friends, but that's nice of what you're doing.
Well, they have a friend. I mean, if they brought it to a computer store, they'd be spending, what, $40, $50, $70 an hour fixing all their hardware for free. But
that's awesome.
I got a $10 Dunkin' Donuts phone card for this one, though.
Awesome. No, it's nice what you're doing. And you could be onto something with the KB, but sometimes you get a punt, or you can wait for a new update. Or you can do a wipe and a reload, right?
That's what I was going to ask next. Can I somehow remove that update?
Well,
you can. If you go into the control panels.
Right.
I got to look it up. I haven't done it for a while, but there's a place in there where you can go and you can look at your updates and see what
right
you have.
Now.
And you can actually uninstall the updates.
But I agree with that, Bob, but I think it will put it back, won't it, when it's just doing its updates normally?
Let's see if it works, though, Mark. If you uninstall it
right.
and prove your theory,
okay.
if all of a sudden your browser works now when she gets her mail, you were right.
Right.
I'm going to bet 80% it's not going to make a difference.
Well, I'll bet the other 80% it is.
You're on.
I'll call you back and I'll let you know.
I'll bet you a Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Okay. But could you explain quickly, if it's possible, how to actually not necessarily delete but disable that update, that particular one, because I know which one it is.
Well,
it says blatantly failed right on her machine.
Up until 8.1, you could go in and hide updates. Not so sure it's possible right now. I have to look it up.
Yeah, we can find a link to actually show you how to remove and block updates in Windows 10. I'm sure there's a way to do it, and we'll put a link up there for you that'll walk you through it. We just don't have it off the top of our heads right now.
Sure. I'm looking right at the recovery pop-up, not pop-up, but in settings on my PC, and it allows, says I might want to reinstall a fresh copy of Windows. I assume that would work until it updated again to the point where that update came through, which we speculate might be the problem. Does that make sense to you guys?
Maybe.
All right. Well.
There is a tool you can run, too, that you can deal with update troubles, and we can put a link there for that as well.
Great.
But so her operating system could have a problem. I don't know. There's something else going on here.
I have a link on how to temporarily prevent Windows Update from reinstalling on Windows 10.
Yeah, so we'll find a way how to uninstall an update for you and how to block an update if possible. And to see, at least if the uninstall works, you can see if your theory works, and if it doesn't, then you know there's something else wrong.
Right.
And you can decide what you're going to do. I would just say to go to a local mail client, import her contacts, and you solved her issue.
Yeah.
You could do a wipe and a reload of her entire operating system if you've got nothing to do on a Saturday. But that's a big job.
The reason, Eric, that I really don't want to go with Windows 10 email is that sometimes older people have trouble. There's so much on the screen, they can't follow what's going on. And 10 seems to be complicated, though. To me, it's simple. But for her, she's got to relearn a whole email GUI now.
I know.
And it's causing her a lot of problems.
So I agree.
If I could get her just to hit enter and bam, she's back with her email. And it's sad because she looks at my PC, which I have right next to hers when mm-hmm. she brings hers in.
And it works.
Go to her email, and she looks at the whole, oh, there's all my friends, there's everything. Can you give me, you know, and I speculated it was a hardware problem, and I can't see how it can't be. Why would it run on my machine with the exact same update history
no.
and not hers?
It makes no sense that a browser-based mail system would have a problem like this because of hardware that I've ever experienced.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense. Now, logic has definitely been less and less applicable these days with operating systems.
Have you scanned for malware?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. I installed Malwarebytes on her machine. I actually had to bring it home, and I don't usually work for free at home. Volunteering is one thing, but bringing stuff home and working on it is another.
Yeah.
But I was so into this, as Eric said, I brought it home, installed Malwarebytes, and it found 1,084 threats.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We started with that because she didn't have anything. She had Norton that Comcast was supposedly keeping updated.
Junk.
I'd maybe run TDSS Killer or CC Cleaner as well.
Yeah, you could have a malware issue still, Mark. That makes more sense. That makes completely more sense than everything else we've talked about. If she had malware infections and load OpenDNS, not load it, configure OpenDNS on her system so it doesn't happen again.
Okay.
Because you can clean it all today and then tomorrow it's broken. So
that's exactly what,
I think you better look at that
as your
culprit. Yeah, you get a bigger problem there. That's a lot of malware, and that system could be completely Swiss cheese with just a mess.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I should actually have her take it to a computer place and have them reinstall Windows or just burn it to the ground. And
yeah, that'd be the wipe and reload we're talking about, because of that many malware infections, that thing had some serious issues.
Yeah, I agree.
That makes more sense to me.
I thought I had it pinned down to the hardware. That's why I wanted to ask you guys. You have probably a lot more experience with these updates than I do. But at least, like you said, I'll stop banging my head against the wall, and maybe tell her to buy a new computer. It's one of these Walmart HP computers with an AMD processor.
I don't think that's the issue. I think it's the malware with all that issue that you just described. I think that's what your problem is. Your operating system is probably a mess.
Okay,
that makes more sense. Yeah. All right, Mark. All right.
Once again, thanks for all your help, guys.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye bye. That's great that what he's doing for folks to help him out at the senior center there. We got to take a quick break. That was a little longer than I expected. And John and Tony, hang on. We'll do our best for you. We'll be right back. Sometimes you are your own worst enemy. And that last caller, you know, he's 10 hours troubleshooting that issue. And that does kind of lead to, you know, what you should be doing when you're troubleshooting, right? You know, in our business, if a tech spent 10 hours on that, they wouldn't be a tech a tab anymore. you need to consider how much time you should spend troubleshooting something before you move on to the next step. And I know he meant well, and he was trying to avoid the approach that he really has to take, which is the operating system is messed up because of all those malware infections, most likely, but he's trying to find a granular solution, and it's probably a holistic solution where you're wiping and reloading just to move on, and he could have done that 6 hours ago, but again, he meant well, and he was trying to avoid that nuclear approach. Let's go on to John in Windsor Locks next. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just picked up a new HP laptop, an Omen.
Oh, great.
And I wanted to download some of the old software games I had that were XP.
Can't do it.
There isn't an emulator from Windows 10 to XP?
Oh, there could be an emulator, but you
got to buy those now. Microsoft is charging you.
you got to
they're not free anymore.
And you have to reinstall the software. You can't copy them, generally.
No, understood.
Oh, okay.
CD-based games.
Oh, okay. So is there the XP? Is there an XP emulator you have to pay for, Bob, is what you're saying, in Windows 10?
No. Most of the games that they had in XP that you got for free.
Oh, he doesn't mean that.
Right.
You mean third-party games, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you want to be able to install it on Windows 10, so he needs to have an emulation of Windows XP running on Windows 10.
Well, they don't have an XP mode
on Windows 10.
For Windows 10.
You have to set up like a virtual PC.
Correct.
And that would mean spinning up a virtual instance and loading XP within it, probably much higher than your pay grade as far as what you want to deal with. Are those games really that good?
You hit it right on target. I enjoy them. And I heard you guys talk about Steam a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, somebody called in and they had some issues with Steam and issues with security within Steam. And it's a very popular platform and a lot of security concerns within it. So be careful within Steam.
Okay.
But I think you're going to have to just punt those old XP games if they don't have any Windows 10 compatible games.
Yeah, that's going to suck, but okay.
You got to get rid of Asteroid, John.
No, come on. Age of Empires, Age of Mythology.
There's nothing out there in the Windows 10 flavor?
Not that I've found yet, but I just got the machine on Tuesday.
Oh.
I really looked around.
If it's worth anything, they've got to have that version. Come on, the Age of Empires ends at Windows 10? That's a crappy age.
Apparently, XP.
No, I hear you, yeah. Well, again, I think it's more trouble than it's worth for you to try to get a virtual instance of XP running, and it's gonna drive you bonkers, so I wouldn't bother with it.
No, that's not a long ride, so.
All right, John.
We're good.
All right.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Yeah, XP, guys, pronounce it dead, please. XP is gone. I know we have some clients that have to connect their business tools sometimes to old XP systems, and even Windows 7 is becoming more and more difficult, but you got to upgrade, guys, because these systems aren't being patched, period. So you're rolling some dice. Let's go on to quickly Tony and Avon. Hey, Tony.
Hi. Good morning, Eric.
Morning.
And Bob. How are you guys?
Doing good. Fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, mm-hmm. And I appreciate your show. I'll listen to it when I can.
Thanks.
Got a problem with my Toshiba laptop.
All right.
It's about 7 years old. It's had limited use the last 4 years because I bought an iPad, and I use the iPad every day, but the Toshiba gets used for basically twice a month for banking and once a year for taxes, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running Windows 10, and what else? Okay. The computer's totally updated. I'm yep. running K9 as a filter. I've had it on there for years.
Yep.
And OpenDNS for about a year.
Yeah, you got two filters running.
Yeah, that's not a problem, is it?
I wouldn't do both. The K9 can slow you down nowadays.
Okay, but as I said, I only jump on this thing twice a month to pay my bills. And
yeah, you don't have to pay those fast, so I understand.
Right. And, the other day I logged on, and while I was starting to just look at my homepage or whatever, I got a pop-up, Malwarebytes update pop-up.
Okay.
And I looked at it, and I said, this
You don't
is-
trust it? Hey, so oh. Bob, we're coming up against the hard break here, Tony. Hang on one sec, okay? I'll get you off air.
Yep.
I want to thank all you guys for joining us on the show. I thought Tony's question would be quicker. I want to thank Matt for producing. Dr. Lessie, stick around. He's going to be coming up next for Healthy Rounds. And again, thank you guys for joining us.
See you next week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.